This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, the debate is over. I love all the geniuses that are sitting around now trying to figure out who meant what, how, and where. During the break, I saw something go flying by my, Facebook page, my email, places like that. And, you know, I really hope, and again, we're going to have Rick Trader on in a few minutes after the first break. He actually watched it. He is a co-host of Conservative Commandos Radio. And I really hope, I have to hope, because I haven't seen him play fair yet. You know what I'm saying? So I really do have to hope that they play fair. Because, again, I'll tell you, Kane was interrupting Pence on a regular basis. So let's see how honest they be. Let's see if they can really be. I mean, I'm like hoping to hit the lottery number, right? It's like for me to hope that there's some that the mainstream media is going to be honest. It's like you playing one lottery number in a six number ticket and hoping to hit big. Pretty much impossible. You know what I'm saying? You know, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, before I get into this other thing that's just making me nuts, first things first. Okay, my Christian friends out there, and even if you're not a Christian friend, I hope you feel the same way I do. Guess what the October 6th is? It's the 6th, right? I don't know what I'm talking about either, or I'd be able to spew it right off the top of my mouth. Okay, it's the 4th, 5th. Yeah, 6th. There you go. So October 6th is Bring Your Bible to School Day. And a lot of you think that you can't bring your Bible anyhow, but you can. Students, children are allowed to bring their Bibles to school and read them at the proper time. Not in the middle of class when you're flunking your math test. But there's actually time for the kids to read. You should encourage your children to bring it. You should encourage your children to talk about it, especially if you're a Christian. Hey, look, they're encouraged at school to talk about all kinds of stuff. All kinds of sexual things. All kinds of perversions, they're taught. No, I won't even say that. I won't even go that far. They're not taught. They're encouraged to deal with, watch, think about all kinds of perversions. And if you're a Christian, if you're really a Christian, why wouldn't you encourage your son and daughter to bring their Bibles, especially on Bring Your Bible to School Day? Why would that be so bad? I mean, if the nation is encouraging it, if there's a bunch of groups going to do it, why not? Why wouldn't you do it? Anyhow, so yeah, mark your calendar, October 6th, bring your Bible. Well, it's Bring Your Bible to School Day, but if you go to bringyourbible.org, it's bringyourbible.org. You'll see all the information on how to do it there. And yeah, why don't you, be a pioneer. Instead of your kid being the first one to find the Pokemon in the middle of the school, or in the gym, or any place like that, or your kid to be the first one to step foot in the new gym, or the first one to wear a special shirt that he bought, why don't you have your kid be the first one to bring their Bible to school that day? How's that? Wouldn't that be cool? Anyway, so again, more assault on the country, more assault on Americanism, more assault on patriotism. UNC students, not only did they and this is infuriating. This to me is borderline treason. How do you like that? You're not going to like it, but I believe it is. Right? It is one thing to use your freedom of speech to protest a situation or what have you. But, you know, here we saw row after row after row of brainwashed students thrusting their fists into the air during the national anthem. It wasn't a make-believe movie. Okay, it wasn't in Hollywood. It wasn't something you saw in a communist march of the 1950s. It was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, during a football game on American soil, supported by American tax dollars, where your security was guaranteed by American policemen, American armed forces. You would have never had this right in a communist country. You would have never had this right in a socialist country. You would have been shot, brought to jail. Your families would have been tortured. Yeah, seriously. These things do go on in other places. A horde of anti-American protesters thrust their fists in the air during the singing of the national anthem. At least two members of the marching band knelt in protest. It was really sick. It was a really disgusting display. Now, the thing I do like about all this is that we still have many people who feel a love for this country. See, I don't believe, I know some of you are going to write me and tell me how wrong I am. There is no way in God's green earth that you can say that you love this country when you act like a communist towards it. When you take that knee. You know what taking a knee does? It leaves a green spot on your pants. It fixes nothing. You want to fix something? Get off your butt, go run for office, go support somebody running for office that'll help change things. Raising your fist. You know the fist in the air, right? If you've got video, you can see what I'm doing. Every time you saw that, in almost every instance, it was a resistance, but usually a negative one. The Black Panthers, right? The Mafia in Sicily. You don't like what this country's doing? Do something constructive to change it. Don't listen to some of those brainless professors that tell you, yes, protest by taking a knee. Did so much for me, didn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, the time that you're on the air with me. Now, I brought somebody, I have a lot of fun when he's on, and you know, I got to tell you, he doesn't think so, I know at times, but he's a wealth of information. I love the way he approaches things. It's Rick Trader. He's on the line with me. He's the co-host of Conservative Commandos Radio, and Rick, thanks so much for being with me here tonight.
Oh, Joe, it's always a pleasure to join my favorite radio commentator, and I am not ashamed to say that.
I appreciate that very much. It's got to be kind of weird for some people sitting going, wait a minute, isn't he a radio commentator too? But you know,
no, I'm an interviewer. but even if I was a commentator, even if I called myself a commentator, Joe, you are the person I would want to model myself after.
I appreciate that, Rick, very, very much so. Now, I don't know if you heard, you know, we talked about it a little bit offline there, but I said in the last segment, and I talk about this stuff on a regular basis, and I have some of my hardcore conservative constitutional friends will say, Joe, you're wrong about this. These kids, these people have a right to protest the anthem, to protest the flag. But in the last piece that I did, the kids were encouraged, these young people were encouraged to raise their hand in that black kind of power movement. I don't know if you remember that. It was actually even
I do.
Yeah. So it was a Sicilian mafia power movement. And I said, you know what? I'm okay with people protesting. But when you are so nasty, this is a really nasty thing you're doing towards a country, towards a flag that is giving you the right to do what you're doing. In other countries, you'd be drug out and shot. It'd be over in minutes. What do you think?
Well,
am I too far?
Well, Joe, you know, there are certain advantages of being older than dirt, like I am. One is I remember the 1968 Olympics when Tommy Smith and John Carlos, while accepting their Olympic medal, stood on the podium in that Black Power salute. Times have changed, Joe. Times have changed since 1968. At the time, those guys, they made themselves persona non grata. But today, the media and the liberal left want to make these demonstrators national heroes, which disgusts me. Joe, I'm all about the First Amendment. I say in my show every day, today's show is brought to you by the First Amendment and
right.
Protected by the Second, because I totally mean it. But you know, there's a time and place for everything. For instance, when you go to someone's funeral, you don't make fun of them. You don't make fun of the people in the casket. You show reverence and respect. When you go to church, you show reverence and respect. I can appreciate them wanting to have a say, wanting to use their First Amendment rights.
Sure.
But during the national anthem, that is not the time nor the place.
No, and again, there are ways to do this. You know, I joked a little bit. I said, you taking a knee did nothing but put green grass stains on your knee. Because there's no follow-up. It doesn't really mean anything. There's some conversation. But the reality is, you know, put together a program. Come up with something, a movement, where you can explain why this is going on, what you want to fix, how you want to do it. And then I said, get off your lazy butts and go run for office. Go support somebody who will help you change things. I don't know. I'm out of my
Joe, mind. Remember Tim Tebow taking a knee?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how he was vilified that after a play, after a win, after a touchdown, he would take a knee? And without making a big deal of himself or a celebration, but he would take a knee and thank God. Remember how vilified he was by that? But now these people are being lionized. Like they're being turned into celebrity. Look at Colin Kaepernick. He's the second or third string quarterback. But my God, because of what he did, because of the media's push on this, he is one of the most well-known people in America today.
Mm-hmm.
He is the face. He is the name. He is of this new Black Power movement.
It is
so hypocritical.
Oh, yeah.
Hypocritical what they did to Tim Tebow. And I'm not saying he was the greatest football player there was. He wasn't. But in my opinion, he was run out of the NFL by the liberal media.
And basically, as you said, for doing exactly the same thing. He takes a knee, he's a jerk. The other guy takes a knee, and he's exercising his constitutional right. Now, you did duty for God and country tonight. You actually watched the vice presidential debate or conversation or whatever. And I listened to it for about 3.5 minutes during one of the breaks, and I watched both of them. And here's what I got out of it from the body language, even when, because I had the TV on while the show was going on. Not because I'm a Republican, but it looked like Kane had a kind of nasty, in-your-face, dismissive attitude going on. And, you know, it looked like Pence was being very I would say, statesmanlike.
Well, to me, Tim Kaine reminded me of one of the clowns that people are so fearful of today. You know, he reminded me, Joe, of a scary clown. But tonight's debate, in my opinion, demonstrated why Tim Kaine should not be a heartbeat away from the presidency. I mean, I don't even think this man should come near the Oval Office or the White House. He needs to stay away from Pennsylvania Avenue. He had a mission tonight, and his mission was to stay away from the issues, to draw Pence away from the issues. In my opinion, Mike Pence wanted to talk about the issues. Tim Kaine wanted to talk about everything but the issues. He wanted to talk about Donald Trump's taxes. He wanted to talk about Donald Trump's alleged racial comments. He wanted to talk about how Donald Trump called women pigs at least 10 times during the debate. He had to bring up, I don't care what the moderator said, I don't care what Mike Pence said, he had to bring Donald Trump's taxes back into the issue. And the other thing was the interruptions. He interrupted Mike Pence about 39 times.
Wow.
39 times. 16 times he was admonished by the moderator for interrupting. Mike Pence interrupted him about 17 times. So Tim Kaine interrupted Mike Pence more than twice as many times. And I'm following social media. I'm following Frank Lutz. And this is what everyone is saying. Mike Pence lost because of all the interruptions. He showed what a jerk he was. That's what he did. He didn't show how he could be.
I know you meant Kaine. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Rick Trader from Conservative Commandos Radio joins me. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate it, the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks again, like I said, so much for being with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Rick Trader, host of the Conservative Commandos radio show, is with me, and I do enjoy him. I think he's a no-nonsense host, and he's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening. So, Rick, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, thank you, Joe, and thank you. Thank you for correcting my error when I was talking about the winner of the debate. In my opinion, again, the clear-cut winner was Mike Pence.
Oh,
the clear-cut winner.
I know, you know, and I don't even know why we do, and not that I don't want to know about these guys, but really, why do we do a vice president debate? Seriously, I mean, these guys spent more time defending each other's partner or running mate than they really did talking about themselves. And do we really care? I mean, the vice president kind of goes off into the shadows once the election's over. I don't know. I just...
Well, I think that was more true in latter years than it is today. Certainly, Joe Biden was an active vice president. And, what's Baldy's name? The vice president for Bush. Help me. I'm
having
one of those.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going to do this to me.
I'm having one of those Johnson moments.
Who?
Here.
Oh, Dick Cheney. Yeah, the guy with the gun.
Dick Cheney.
I remember him.
Dick
yeah.
Cheney was a very involved and active president. So I think more so today, you have vice presidents that are acting a little bit more than vice president. I mean, you know, in days of Teddy Roosevelt, they made Teddy Roosevelt the vice presidential candidate because they just wanted to get rid of him. It was a great place to get rid of people you didn't like.
That's
except
right.
That, you know, the president died. Teddy Roosevelt became president, was
you
president
know,
for 7 years.
Rick,
so.
I always tell you, know, that shows you how smart you are, though. You know, not many people know why Teddy became VP, why he was put up as VP. He was getting popular, and he was becoming a little more powerful.
Yeah.
And they figured
Joe was the trust. It was the railroad, banking, and oil and coal trust that wanted to get rid of Teddy Kennedy, Teddy Roosevelt. There I go again with another Johnson moment. The trust wanted to get rid of Roosevelt, so they thought great place to put him is let's make him the vice president. We won't have to deal with him anymore. Except something happened. President died. Teddy Roosevelt become president.
Could I actually,
in my opinion, say that was the start of socialism. A lot of people like to think that it was Woodrow Wilson certainly speeded things up towards socialism, but Teddy Roosevelt did some things that he might make conservatives cringe even today.
The thing I like the most about Teddy Roosevelt was he wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid to do what he thought was right. He wasn't afraid to go plowing through things to make it happen the right way. And that's probably where my appreciation for him comes from. Not so much everything he did. And come on, Rick, you and I both know we don't always agree with our politicians or our legislators, but if they come by something honest and they're willing to honestly fight for it, then I'm willing to get behind them. I'm not willing to get behind somebody who's going to fight for party principles. Between you and me and my 16 listeners, you know, I always say the same thing here. I was being asked on a Republican speaking circuit, and I went and did a couple of speaking engagements, and then I wasn't asked anymore. I said, boy, I must really suck. And I talked to a couple of people, and they said, you know, the problem was you were talking about principle over party, and they don't like that. They don't want you talking about principle over party. You know, all right? That's really what it boiled down to. I said, you know, we join our parties because they line up with our principles. When the party starts to go sideways on you, you either pull them back or you get out. You don't support somebody who's no longer in support of you, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe, and that's my gripe about the Republican Party right now. A lot of people say, you Republicans. I says, well, first of all, when you want to call me a Republican, if you want to call me what I am, first call me a Christian, then call me a patriot, then call me a conservative. Maybe about 8 or 10 down the line, you can call me a Republican. And I've been saying that for 7 or 8 years now, that what I'd love to see happen is the conservatives take over the Republican Party. Rather than reinvent the wheel, let's steal their wheel and put in our spokes. Let's make the Republican Party the American Conservative Party. Let's take it away from people like Boehner and McConnell.
Oh, please. I'm so in agreement with you. And I actually think this is a story for another night. But I think with our current Speaker of the House that we're seeing a new splinter. And I think that splinter is going to be called the Progressive Republican Party. I really do believe that in my heart of hearts here.
Well, Paul Ryan, if you look up his ratings with the American Conservative Union or with the Heritage Foundation, he has about a 55% rating. That means he votes with Nancy Pelosi 45% of the time. And he's the speaker. He's the figurative head of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives.
Second man in line for the presidency, buddy. And
with friends like that, you don't really need enemies, do you, Joe?
You know, and I tell people, you know, you really got to pay attention to this stuff because you just never know. I mean, if he is the head of the Republican Party, so to speak, look where is he going to lead us? What road is he going to pull us down? All right, hey, I want to come back to the vice president, the debate here. It seems from what I'm seeing come across, most of what they did was exactly what I said earlier, is that they were kind of defending their candidate's comments and what have you. And
I would say 75% of the time that's what they were doing. They were defending the candidates. Pence, 25% of the time, was trying to talk issues. Payne, 90% of the time, was interrupting, you know. He was just interrupting, and he was interrupting more than he was even defending Hillary Clinton, in my opinion. I mean, it was really...
I agree with you.
The guy was disgusting. The guy was disgusting.
So
if he was my candidate, if I was a Democrat tonight, he was my candidate, I'd say, well,
replace
we didn't really do too good tonight.
Well, I think, you know, I got news for you. When I first heard who she was choosing and I heard him speak, and I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
She chose him because he's weak. And she's a very strong woman, and she chose him because he's weak, and he'll stay out of the way, and she'll pretty and he'll pretty much do anything she tells him to do. That's kind of how I saw that. But tonight I hear that, you know, one of the comments he made was that Trump loves dictators, and it almost seemed like he was nothing but the DNC spin machine tonight. So, again, the amount of time he spent putting Trump down must have been just amazing.
Well, one of the points they brought up tonight was Putin, okay? And when you look at it, I don't think Vladimir Putin is a very good guy. I certainly wouldn't want to invite him to the house for Thanksgiving dinner,
right.
Okay? But one thing you got to admit is Putin is a strong leader, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need again. I'm not saying we need a dictator like Putin. We don't need a murderer like Putin. But what we need is we need somebody in this country who's going to put America first. That's what we need. The way Ronald Reagan did. No, let me go back to Reagan. The way Ronald Reagan did, we need a leader that is going to put America first. Certainly, Barack Obama didn't do that. Certainly, Hillary Clinton will not do that.
No.
And certainly, neither will Tim Kaine.
For Hillary Clinton, it's Hillary Clinton, the foundation, then the country. Well, not even the country. I'm sure there's a few things between the foundation and the country at that particular point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you talk about Putin, people get crazy about this kind of thing. Look, we know he's a dictator. We know he's a killer. We know
Yeah. We
know he's a hardcore.
Yes.
But here's the deal. If Putin comes out and says, you cross this red line and you're done, you're done. Right? It's you can bank on what's going on. We have lost that in the Middle East. We have lost the respect of our allies, and that's a dangerous place to be,
yes.
Right?
You're right, Joe. Putin, people are afraid of Putin because Putin is strong. Nobody is afraid of Obama. Nobody will be afraid of Hillary Clinton. Certainly nobody will be afraid of Tim Kaine. And you got to put Tim Kaine in this picture. Hillary Clinton, if she is elected, will be one of the oldest presidents we have ever elected.
Oh, you're just saying that because she's a woman, right?
No, I'm not saying that because she's a woman. I'm saying that because I can count to 70, and that's what she's going to be. She's going to be very close to 70.
Hey, Rick, we got to go to a commercial. Hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Don't let it go. Hold on to it.
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, I would appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. You know, I know there's like 3,000 other stations you could be listening to, 3,000 other shows. I like to say it's an example of how high your IQ is because you've tuned into this show tonight. Also, want to thank you. I keep telling you guys, call the radio stations. You shouldn't have to listen off your smartphone, although I do appreciate it because I know it takes a little bit more work to do that. But call the local radio station. If I'm not on that station and you want to hear it, call them and let them know. Then send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I will get on them to try to get on there. Thanks to your calls and your emails and what have you. We picked up a station in Salem, Oregon, and they're loving the show. They're happy that they picked it up. And I'm happy that you call them and antagonize. Well, I won't say antagonize, but you definitely, as we used to say in the old Italian days, you were a little squishy about it, and you can look that up if you want to. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much. Rick Trader joins me. He's a host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, before we get into our conversation, I want you to tell people how they can listen to your show, pick up your podcast, because you've got a great show as well.
Well, thank you, Joe. Please check out our websites, ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com.
And if you're up,
and if you'd like to join us as part of the Conservative Commandos Network, like Mr. Joe Messina, please get in touch with me through the website.
Yep, and it's a great opportunity. You're in the Philadelphia area, the city of. You know, I got to tell you, people think that they're hardcore out there in Philly, but some of the best conversations, some of the best emails, some of the best open conversations I've had is with the people from Philly. It's I always get a kick out of it. When some people conceive that the people of Philly, like a hardcore one-way Democrats end a discussion, it's not necessarily the truth.
Well, Joe, what's funny about living in this area, yes, it's a very Democrat area, but it's your father's Democrats, you know, like at the station.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
On Saturday, we have a show that a Philadelphia Democrat ward leader does a show with WNJC on Saturday. And he and I get into conversations. And we agree on more things than we disagree. Because Lee is a John Kennedy Democrat. He is a Harry Truman Democrat. And it makes him angry to see where the Democrat Party has gone.
Yeah, I know. John Kennedy wouldn't be allowed in his own party today. And, you know, I tell people, if you would read some books on John Kennedy, you would find out he hated liberals. He hated liberalism. It wasn't part of his makeup. It wasn't part of how they grew up. I don't know where they took the turn. Was that?
Who said, don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I know. Think about it that way.
That tells you about John Kennedy. John Kennedy led the biggest tax cut in our history, okay?
Yep.
Let's see a Democrat do that today. Let's see a Democrat say what John Kennedy did about what can you do for your country.
They would throw him out of the party. They would throw him out of the party. Are you serious? Anyway, and again, you're in the heart of it like I am. I mean, you're in the heart of a hardcore Democrat area. You know, are you seeing this kind of hate going on there, like we see in other parts of the country?
You know, the vitriol is unbelievable. And I got to say this, especially between, and I lived through the race riots of the 60s. I remember them well. I remember Newark and Philadelphia and Detroit being in flame. You know, Joe, I thought we got all through that. I thought, and if there was one good thing I thought would come out of the Obama administration, as much as I didn't want to see him as president, I thought this would probably put a period at the end of the sentence of, and it talks about this racial divide in our country. I thought that would put an end to that. But this man, Barack Obama, in my opinion, has divided the country like no one else since Abraham Lincoln. When Lincoln divided the country north and south, Barack Obama has divided it left and right, men, women, black, white, Christian, non-Christian. I mean, he is the great divider. We are in a new epidemic of social unrest or racial unrest. It's an epidemic, it's a virus, it's a fever, and I have found patient zero of this new epidemic. It's Barack Obama. He started it. And he started it in Massachusetts when he said the police were acting stupidly. He continued it in Ferguson and with Trayvon Martin. And every time there's an incident today, he doesn't try to defuse it.
No.
He's trying to light the bomb.
Yeah,
this man's a disgrace.
Yeah, I am amazed. I don't know if you heard that he's actually trying to add, before he gets out of office, he's actually trying to add another race, you know, and it's Middle Eastern / North or Northern African. And I find that just amazing to me. It's like, come on, really? We this is what we need right now going on there. But I got to tell you something. I want to get back to something I caught out of the corner of my eye, but I didn't. The two vice presidential candidates talked about faith tonight or touched on faith.
They did. And Tim Kaine, somebody who's allegedly a Catholic, in my opinion, should be excommunicated from the church. When you talk about abortion, okay, in my opinion, there's no room in the Catholic Church for anybody who wants to end the life of an innocent unborn. Although he wants to save the lives of criminals, he said that when he was governor of Virginia, he was totally against executions, you know? However, he wants to save the lives of criminals, but he don't want to do anything to protect the innocent unborn. What a hypocrite. He should be thrown out of the church.
Yeah, and you know, the Pope and the bishops have said in the past of Nancy Pelosi that she should not be able to receive communion anymore because she believes the church is wrong on abortion. And I love one of the bishops who came out and said, you know, it's not the church that's wrong. Are you telling us that we need to change scripture? And this is what I think is the big difference. Dems want to change everything for the life stuff, what they believe to be truth. They never go to a book, you know, in my mind, you know, being a Christian myself, the book is the truth. I change my life to fit the book. I don't change the book to fit my life because I've decided this is the way to live. And I think that's the big difference between the two parties. I really do. I think the Democrats decide, you know, put their finger up, and this is what's good, and this is what everybody likes, and this is what makes everybody feel good. So let's change the laws for that instead of saying, hey, this is really what's good and right, and we need to change the laws for what's good and right, not what makes you feel good. Right?
Joe, my wife has a very good way to put people like Tim Kaine and Nancy Pelosi. She calls them cafeteria Catholics. They only take the part of the church that they like, that they agree with, and that everything else is wrong. And they know better than the church. They know better than the popes. Their wisdom is greater than the thousands of years of wisdom and teaching that comes from our Bible. But they know better.
Yeah.
Know better.
I always get the biggest kick out of that. They know much better than I. And how did the Pence come off? Did he come off as preachy or genuine when it came to that kind of thing?
I felt he came off, and it's not just my opinion. It is the opinion of the commentators. I was watching Fox, so you might expect a Republican or a slant towards Pence. But I thought Pence was great. I thought that in spite of being interrupted 40 times by Tim Kaine, I thought he came out really well. He's somebody watching him. If I only saw him tonight, if I knew nothing more about him, I would say, you know, I can trust that man.
Yeah, and that's what I want. You know what? I don't mind people making mistakes. I don't mind people doing the wrong thing. Not on purpose, but, you know, they've done the wrong thing by accident. Turn around. You know, I said the same thing when Hillary had that her moment of I guess she overheated or whatever they called it, but I mean sincerely, if she had come, American people for whatever reason, maybe it's a great thing, are very forgiving. If she had come out and simply said, "Look, I have got some medical issues that I'm working through, but it's not going to keep me from the presidency. I just need to rest a little bit from time to time, and I'm going to be okay," and it would have all gone away. It would have blown over in a matter of hours. Don't you agree to that?
You know, Joe, you're right. We are a very forgiving people. We want to forgive. After all, two of our biggest allies today are the Japanese and the Germans. I mean, we are a very forgiving people. We have trade with Vietnam. We are a very forgiving people. It's in our better nature. It's in the better nature of Americans to be that way.
Rick,
we were forgiving.
We're almost up against it, but one of the things I get a kick out of, I was thinking about today when I was writing a piece, I said that we're the only country in the world to go in and bomb the crap out of you because you're doing all kinds of things wrong. You're bad people or your leaders are bad. We'll bomb the crap out of you to straighten you out. You surrender to us, and then we go back in and rebuild you. And we don't charge you a nickel for it. I mean, that's how bad and oppressive and nasty the United States is. Anyway, we're up against it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell people again where they can find your show, how they can listen to you.
Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Find us at www.ccrshow.com. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot for being with me. Hey, thanks for listening tonight. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people you can't stand to tune into the show. We're here every day. Check us out on TheRealSide.com. Listen, Have a safe and great rest of the day. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was fun, buddy.
I always enjoy having you on. And Corey Duncan is going to get a hold of you soon. He's putting the best.
Okay,
he's putting
the
show.
From-